This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Don't talk that.
Welcome to Yak Radio, the radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
Don't talk that.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. The segment is brought to you by San Diego Propane. If you live in East County and you're on propane, I've got a challenge for you. You need to give Dave a call at San Diego Propane, 619-460-1705, or go to sd-propane.com and have him take a look at your system and do a quote. You might be as surprised as I was. I saved a bucket load of money, and I gained a ton of customer service. San Diego Propane, sd-propane.com, 619-460-1707. Looking for a good place to get your car worked on? Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, West Escondido Auto and Trans. Four locations for your convenience. Check them out at westautomotivegroup.com. All right, we got the Dirt Devils in today. Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven from San Diego Off-Road Coalition. How you kids doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Don't you like your new title?
I do. Thank you.
So we're doing something a little bit different today. We're doing Facebook Live.
It's our first time. It's my first time ever being live on Facebook.
So you can
go on Facebook and look up San Diego Off-Road Coalition and find us on there, and you should be able to see us streaming live on the radio.
Perfectly. So that way people can listen to you, you know, outside of radio, iHeartRadio, and download the free app.
Yep.
All right, so what do you got for us today, kiddo?
Well, today I'm going to hand it over to Ed, and he's going to talk to us about some current legislation we have going on.
Cool. What do we got, son?
Well, the legislature is abbreviated this year because of the virus.
Right.
And a lot of the bills that have been introduced are being set aside until later, like next year. One off-road bill has been introduced, and it's moving forward. It went through a committee last Thursday. It's SB 1024, carried by Brian Jones. That's Brian Jones from East San Diego County. And it's a bill that has to do with red sticker motorcycles. Those are motorcycles that are competition bikes that do not have the clean emissions like green sticker bikes. And the air pollution control people over the last few years have ended the red sticker program. They've gone through a whole process. They had meetings. I went to their facility several times, and they went through this orderly way of ending the program because they want to keep the air cleaner. And I appreciate clean air, but I still want to ride a high-performance motorcycle.
Are they trying to say that all high-performance motorcycles are not clean? How do they get built and sold in California if they don't? I know we don't do smog testing on them, but.
So if a bike is street legal, there's one set of criteria. In the early 2000s, they broke apart two different types of registration. So a green sticker has 1.2 grams of hydrocarbon released per kilometer driven. And bikes that have more than that, they get what's called a red sticker.
Gotcha.
And the places they can go and the time of year they can go is restricted. So they've decided to just end the red sticker program completely. Now, at the beginning of the red sticker, the manufacturers and CARB had a deal that they would reduce the number of red sticker bikes. They said, we're going to give you time.
Like give getting you some rid years. Of two strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or find a way to make them cleaner.
Correct.
Which is extremely difficult.
Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And so instead of making the bikes cleaner and cleaner as the years went by, they ended up having a higher percentage of bikes sold as red sticker. Until last year, I mean, of a very high percentage of their bikes are red sticker that were sold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for the atmosphere.
Sure.
So they've decided that we're going to end the red sticker program in 2021. So 2021 is the last year you can buy a red sticker bike. So that's like a motocross bike and the high performance cross country bikes. Now all the big four and KTM and the other small manufacturers make red sticker bikes.
Now, is that in California you can't sell them?
This is only California. This is not national.
I knew that.
Right. So it's just California.
Yeah, but if and you think about it, national follows suit.
Well, but we used to have 49.
Yeah, remember California sets.
49 state.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to have 49 mm-hmm. state vehicles, and then mm-hmm. you had, or and our 49 state, and then California. Mm-hmm. They're walking the same plank mm-hmm. that they did with automobiles.
And so. Now they have 50 state cars because they're as clean as California requires, and then they just make them for everywhere.
Right. Right. Well, so. And the ones that aren't clean don't get sold. Across all 50 states. That's the goal, I'm sure.
So this program is going to end. And so what happens is the racing bikes can still be sold, but they can't be used on public land.
Right, they can't be licensed.
Right, so you can't go to the desert. You can go to the racetracks. And, you know, a lot of race bikes get purchased, and they just go to the motocross races. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But after 1 or 2 years, what happens to those bikes? They go out to the desert. Sure. Guys like me buy them, and... Mm-hmm. They take them riding in the desert. Well, you won't be able to do that. Yeah. So this bill, what it will do is it will make it so that if you're a competitor and you have a racing license, that you can have a red sticker type of bike. This is going to be after the red sticker program ends. So you'll be able to have a bike and you'll be able to ride it on public land. So it's sort of a legislative solution to the red sticker program. Now, the red sticker program was never legislated. It was only a regulation through the air pollution people and the DMV. It wasn't made by the state legislators. So this is a state legislation. So this will be over and above whatever CARB can do.
Did you have to pay for red stickers when they were red sticker?
They're the same price as a green sticker.
But you did have to pay.
Yeah.
So now they're going to lose a revenue.
That's what they're worried about. All these red sticker bikes, there'll be a cutoff of revenue. So with this bill, it's going to sort of rescue the revenue.
Oh, okay.
Of the red sticker bike.
So you'll still have to get a sticker.
You'll get a sticker. It'll be like a red sticker.
Okay.
It won't be a green sticker, but it'll be something.
Yellow, and orange.
There'll be some stipulations, but you'll be able to use it. So instead of just cutting off all the race bikes, you'll be able to buy a bike and take it out to the desert. And I understand it. In the current way the bill is written, you'll have to have a racing license to be able to use that motorcycle on public land. Because it's for racers, so you got to be a racer. I don't.
I guess you're going to get one, huh?
I had one for decades, and I haven't been racing the last few years.
So you just let it lapse, huh?
Yeah. I'll go get one.
Yeah,
that's easy. They're easy to get.
They're easy to get.
Okay, so that passed through the Senate Transportation Committee last Thursday. So it's going to go through a number of committees. I understand state parks and DMV will be asking the author for some amendments. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how it's going to end. Right now it's pretty good. So we'll just keep an eye on it. We have a lobbyist and she helps us. Every time there's an amendment, it gets published and she knows how to find it and she lets us know.
Right.
I don't know how to do it. I'm just happy that we have her.
Yeah. And that's a good reason, not that this is a commercial, to join San Diego Off-Road Coalition, because without the lobbyists, you folks...
We're lost.
You might as well make a statue out of your motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, without Kathy, we would be lost legislatively.
Wow.
And she costs a lot of money. I'm a volunteer. I think I've run into a number of people who think I get paid to run the Off-Road Coalition. I'm a volunteer. I have a full-time job that's not off-roading.
Right.
Yep.
And I...
Well, same thing with
Audrey,
right?
I do this in evenings and weekends.
Oh, yeah. None of us get paid to do any of this. No. Yeah. No. I don't do it for recognition. I don't do it for anything along those lines. I do it because, you know, in 2012, a part of Ocotillo Wells that I went to ride at and go shooting at my entire life with my dad got added into Anza Borrego. And it's not a destination that you can go to. And that's when I learned, oh, wait a minute. There was a process 3 years in the making before that got added to, and I could have been commenting and fighting on this. Oh, wait a minute. No.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm. Well, and what you guys are doing are the proper way to protest.
Yes. Peacefully, respectfully.
And I'm only going to throw that out there, folks. This
Thank
is
you,
the
Dave.
Way you protest. You know, and if
you work through the system, not against the
system.
That's
right. And if you have to hire a lobbyist to make your job easier, you do it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you got about another minute and a half. Anything else?
Okay, yeah. State parks, Ocotillo Wells is not open. Three state parks are open, Hungry Valley, Hollister Hills, and Prairie City. The state is saying that the parks can open when the county health commissioner says it's okay. So Imperial County is not having a good time now. They're having problems with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a nurse friend a couple weeks ago who works at Pioneer Medical Center in Brawley. So if you get hurt at the Dunes or Ocotillo Wells, that's where they're going to take you. Mm-hmm. And she said they're, what do you call the place where the worst people go?
The intensive care.
The intensive care is full, and they have some makeshift intensive cares in the hallway.
Really? So they do have a problem.
And you know what their problem? They have some people coming up from Mexicali to get some better treatment.
Sure.
So they're full, and they don't want people falling off their dirt bikes or whatever coming in there. So they're not allowing Ocotillo Wells to open. But they will be opening at some point.
Okay.
And the season's over now, so.
Yeah, it's too hot out there.
It's not.
So hey, we got a caller night coming. Rides, morning
rides. We have a caller coming in. What time?
Right now, he's actually trying to get a hold of me. I need to
use your phone.
Yeah, I need to use my phone.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to text him real quick, even though on that.
Unhook Facebook. All right. Well, while she's doing engineering work, folks, we're going to take a small break. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
You folks are listening to Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven, who is having to rebuild microphone. Tell you what, Ed, let me just... well, you're going to have to when we get a call. See, let me make sure which is which.
What if I do it like this?
Well, you can't. You like a nice one.
Everybody wants it.
I'll plug it in and you can.
There we go.
I like this song, though, to be fair.
Isn't that a great song?
It is.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A CD that a buddy of mine made here locally. It is awesome. All right, hey, folks, now that we're back alive. Bumper Doc
Santee.
Yeah, I know. Bumper Doc Santee, 6711 Magnolia Street. Go to SanteeBumperDoc.com. And for any undercarriage, drivetrain work, San Diego Gear and Axle, SDGearAxle.com. All right, Audrey, you got somebody lined up?
Yeah, on the phone with us, we actually have friends of Oceano Dunes, President and Jim Setti joining us. And we have Jared McLeod. Who is also a Friends of Oceano Dunes and Corva member. And you said that there's a third person. Is that by chance Mike on with
two.
Us?
Just two?
Yeah,
just
okay.
Two. All right. So, hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
And who's our other guest?
Jared McLeod. Hey.
Jared. How you doing, Jared?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Yeah, I give San Diego Off-Road Coalition 1 hour every month to try to get the word out. We've talked about your group and your area of concerns, ever since you guys came on.
It's been since November of last year.
Yeah. So who wants to chat first from your side and tell the folks out there what's going on?
Sure. So this is Jim Sudi, president of Friends of Oceano Dunes. It's our nonprofit, started in 2001. We've been fighting to keep this park open. So the current battle we are facing is there's been a huge string of developments downwind of the Oceano Dunes, and the population's growing in the surrounding areas. And these people moving in, the majority of them just aren't in favor of our former recreation, using just about any excuse possible to try to close us down. And so the latest excuse is dust coming off of the Oceano Dunes that's being claimed to be all driven by off-highway vehicles, camping, and families out there recreating. So we've been fighting this. State Park's been involved. This is the Air Pollution Control District, California Air Resources Board, California Coastal Commission. Everybody's involved. We've been fighting this for over a decade. Over $14 million has been spent to address this dust. And the latest and most current statistical data that's coming out and scientific data is that the dust is all natural and not being driven by OHV and camping.
And a lot of that, a lot of that's because with the COVID-19, we're not allowed to use the beach, Pismo Beach. We're not allowed to drive on it. We're not allowed to walk on it. You know, the whole night. So, but with that, that's really, I hate to say this, has almost been a benefit for you guys.
Yeah,
it has. It's been a benefit because, you know, May is the windy month out on the dunes. And so the vehicles were kicked off the beach due to COVID March 28th. And so over the past 2 months, we've been doing a lot of sampling of data downwind of the Mesa. And we've seen worse dust emissions on the Mesa over the last month compared to previous years going back over 5 years. So the data shows that the dust is worse with vehicles off the beach right now than when they're on the beach.
And that includes campers too, because I mean, let's face it, you put a camper out there and you put your, you know, your tarp down, you know, the RVs, the vehicles, they block the wind, you got your tarps down, that keeps the sand down. So what is the other side saying, or are they even saying anything about the latest numbers?
Yeah, so the other side claims that it's windier this year than in previous years. They're claiming that the dunes haven't had time to heal from destructive abuse of OHV and camping. So it's just a lot of claims. They cherry-pick data to support their narrative. And so we're constantly battling to put good factual science, look at the whole picture, all the data, to combat their rhetoric.
That's just yeah, that, I know. Yeah. It's the fight's the fight, you know, and if you don't fight the fight. But, yeah, you kind of expected them to do that, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. So we expect it. There's a, you know, an ongoing battle to make sure we have all the right politicians in place. They're doing likewise. You have a lot of influential, wealthy, retired people that have transplanted from either the Bay Area or Southern California or other locations. Mm-hmm. They don't have much better to do with their time but to live in their multimillion-dollar gated communities and try to change the world around them.
Mm-hmm. And folks, by the way, Oceanic Dunes is not the first place that this has happened. You know, when you get not people with a lot of money moving into an area and it doesn't meet their standards of living, this is what you get. There's a lot of money thrown at a situation that's not really a problem. Well, if it was me, if they were going to close down Oceanic Dunes, I'd close it down to everybody in the area. No residents can go on the beach. No, nothing. I'll bet you if you put that into law or potential law, they might back up a little bit because they can no longer walk on their so-called beach.
Right.
Another thing here, aside from the fact that we're being attacked from every side by numerous agencies to try to shut us down out there, you know, a big factor in this is failure on state parks. Mm-hmm. It's like to remind everyone that state parks does work for us and not the other way around. And in the last, this recent transformation of state parks, it is utterly failing the off-road community. State parks is now managing all nine of our state vehicle recreation areas. They've failed to appoint a supervisor for Oceano for numerous years. I think it's 3 years now. You know, here we have the biggest threat in our state, and, you know, state parks can't even get the backbone to stand up against these agencies. And they're essentially authorizing the Air Pollution Control District and the California Coastal Commission to spend millions and millions of dollars every single year on these wasteful programs, and this money comes entirely from the OHV Trust Fund, on these, you know, unproductive dust mitigation projects and trying to artificially revegetate the dunes. And the fact of the matter is they're wasting our money and nothing is coming up.
And the key is, it's our money. That's the key. Right. It's our money, and for us not to have a voice. And it's so frustrating, but you can't stop. You know, you can't stop. The minute you hiccup, they'll get you. So you've got to fight the fight. And I just think we got the wrong person, whoever is in charge of the whole, you know, program, is the wrong person.
So that's been a concern. We've had a lot of change that's taken place over the years in state parks, and the people up there in charge of the state parks are not really versed in the off-roading community, and they are really beholden to the political whims that they support. And that's why it's so important that your listeners and everybody else get active, read up, you know, register to vote, get out and vote, so we can make some substantial changes in all of California to our betterment.
Have you ever, I only say this because we did this one time and we got a race on a military base for vintage race cars. Have you ever invited the head guys to come out to the dunes and just go for a ride in a buggy?
Oh, yes, many times. We've had them out there. We've also invited them, as well as congressmen. We've had Congressman Devin Nunes. He and his family enjoy going out and recreating at the Oceano Dunes. They have for decades. Kevin McCarthy. Others who are supporters of the Oceano Dunes. But that's the federal side, and this is the state side that we've got to influence more. So, unfortunately, the state folks, we've invited the state parks heads. So the head is Lisa Mangette. She's been on the beach. She's been in the dunes. Coast Commission, we've invited out and have done tours. We've Friends of Oceano Dunes has chartered helicopters and toured around numerous VIPs. I'm happy to do it again if we can line up more that want to do it. So we're all about it. Spend the time on the beach, boots on the ground, show them the impact on what's going on.
Let them see if you're doing helicopter rides, the amount of the dunes that are actually there that aren't in use, that we don't have access to, that they've shut down and we're not allowed to.
Invite Gavin Newsom and then let me come out and take him for a ride. I guarantee you he will open up all the dunes. I guarantee you, because he won't want to ride with me twice. Hey. Sometimes you got to do that, you know? I mean, see, and I don't have any problem. If it makes sense, then I understand it. But if it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, or if you're placating to a lot of people with excessive amounts of money, see, that's a problem. Because little kids like to go out there, families. I mean, it doesn't cost that much to go out and camp. I mean, and some families can't afford to go out and camp, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, go ahead.
Dave, I just like to remind, let your listeners know here, and this doesn't just go for off-road users in the OHV community. This really goes for everybody. You know, what's happening at Oceano is setting a very dangerous precedent. And I know a lot of people may not be from the area, and a lot of your listeners may not actually go to the dunes. But the fact of the matter is, you know, our state parks and our public lands are ours. And whether it's for off-roading or just family recreation or camping, the fact is, you know, what happens at Oceano and what has happened thus far with these agencies going after us and misusing our money to do so, it's going to be your spot next. And I know, you know, down there, Dr. Teo, you guys have been fighting, you know, the same type of battles. And that everyone's local SVRA will be next, and you can count on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
has never been more important for people to get involved or try to find a way to do it. And if you don't know how, you know, as far as what's going on with us, please follow our social media on Instagram and Facebook and
become a member. We are going to have to take a break real quick, but we'll come right back with this.
Are we going to keep them?
Yeah, yes,
cool.
Definitely.
All right, you two guys hang in there. We're going to take a quick break. You folks are all listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
You are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by the good folks at 3D Products. You know, if you buy a new car or a used car, You need to learn how to take care of the paint, because the paint's up to about $3,500 if you need to get it redone. Well, they do detail classes. Now, I'm not quite sure what they're doing. I need to give them a call in reference to the pandemic. But if you need any kind of supplies to keep your car in tip-top shape, two locations, one in Escondido, one in Chula Vista. All right, we got Audrey and Ed in the house. Audrey, we want to reintroduce your guests.
Yes, with us, we do have the Friends of Oceano Dunes State Vehicular Recreational Area, President Jim Suddy, and we have, along with him, Jared McLeod.
Okay, and we are fighting the good fight. You know, if you want to fight, folks, this is one that you want to fight, because, Jim, you made an extremely good point. You know, when you're dealing with the federal and the state governments, you give them an inch, they'll take 56 miles. So you can't. You've got to keep them on their toes. You've got to have somebody in their face constantly. Mm-hmm.
And like Ed and I said prior to in the first 15-minute segment, what California does follows suit. So when they're attacking one of our state parks and the way that they're treating it and the misuse of funds and the whole nine, it gives the rest of the nation
an excuse.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So
go ahead. If they close the Oceana Dunes, if they're successful, then nearly 2 million annual visitors are going to go elsewhere. They're going to over-impact Ocotillo, Hollister, Hungry Valley, Glamis. So it's going to further inundate the other remaining areas and cause more problems. They're going to use this as a precedent for other areas.
And if you go to the other locations and overload those, then there's the second excuse why those need to be closed. And then if those get closed, then whatever follows in suit. And the thing that gets me, and it's, I got to give the state of California an award for a bunch of folks that do the best job throwing money out the window. I mean, they take perfectly good sports, businesses, and if you're making too much money or you're generating too much money for California, oh, my God, that's the worst thing in the world. We got to get rid of you. We can't, you know, what is it? You can't count all the tax dollars?
Right.
I mean, doesn't it kind of, I mean, I know that sounds totally ridiculous, but it just seems like that's how they think.
So true.
Absolutely. Right. When did the state of California and state parks get in the business of destroying local economies like they're doing to Oceana right now?
Exactly. Exactly. And when Audrey and I talked a long time ago when we first started the show, and we talked about the eucalyptus trees that the real estate mogul had to tear down so the rich people could have a view of the ocean, and is really part of the problem that you're dealing with today, you know? So, and then not to admit it and, or to say it's too windy this year. It's not as windy. It's windier. You know, all of these excuses, like talking to a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately.
So, you're absolutely right.
So what are you doing? Do you guys have a lobbyist? Do you need more people to get on board, and what's it cost to join?
Right. So we do not have a lobbyist. We're a 501c3. We have to be very careful in how we handle our political environments. But we work with other people like CORVA, SURC, CAL4, the other organizations, mm-hmm. To make sure we're getting our political interests across. We do have a lawyer. We've raised and spent over $1 million over the last 10 years fighting this issue.
Sure.
We're a 100% volunteer organization. But the most important thing is we need to get the off-road community and other recreational people educated, united, and getting out and getting their voices heard, writing letters, influencing their politicians so we can fight the fight here and everywhere else.
Well, and if they wait and then all of a sudden it's gone, guess what, folks? It's too late, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's not coming back.
Hey, Jim, this is Ed. Could you talk a little bit about the comments that you've prepared, how extensive they are, and what they're for?
Sure. So right now, State Parks is going through what's known as a Habitat Conservation Plan. And this is a document that they go through with the United States Fish and Wildlife to basically provide all the documentation to get an incidental take permit to protect endangered species. And it allows recreation to continue with known loss to take place in endangered species. So the HCP, the draft HCP, was approximately 1,000 pages in total that we had to review and provide comment. Comments are due tomorrow. Friends of Oceana Dunes, we hired another biologist as well as our lawyer. We've probably spent $40,000 preparing our 7,000 plus page response, which we've already submitted.
Did you hear that? 7,000 page comments. I wrote 8 pages of comments on a plan once, and I thought I was hot stuff. 7,000 pages with a paid biologist and a paid lawyer.
And do they have to, I mean, they do have to read that. And do you guys test them to see if they read page 6,992?
Right. So the majority of those are the addendums or attachments. The actual body of the letter, I want to say, is about 300 pages.
Okay.
But yeah, they will be challenged. But all this information goes to establish legal precedents so we can file additional lawsuits as needed. You know, win or lose is usually going to take place in not only the halls of Sacramento or Washington, but also in the courtrooms. And so that's why we got to be prepared to fight those fights in every avenue. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're here for you anytime you need a voice. Like I said, I donated this hour to San Diego Off-Road Coalition, and I'll donate it to anybody that needs it, because I'm the only guy, I think, doing this down here in good old Southern California.
Yep.
And I'm doing it for everybody that would like to have the freedom to go whether you go or not. And by the way, folks, if you don't go to Oceania or if you don't go to Borrego, we don't care. But you got to support your freedom to do so.
Yeah. Like Jim said, it doesn't matter what state park it is that's under attack right now. It's the civil liberties that go along with it that's under attack that we all need to be protesting back against.
I can't remember the president that put state parks on the map, but he's got to be flipping in his grave.
I think Roosevelt.
Was it Roosevelt? He's got to be having a conniption fit right now, knowing what our government is doing. All right. So your best thing is what's your website, so if people want to help you out, donate money,
become a member.
Become a member. And how much does it cost to become a member?
So all that information is on our website at oceanodunes.org.
Okay.
We have current updated information with the live onboard messaging via Facebook, and we have Instagram pages. In all honesty, I forget how much our membership costs right now, but it's all online.
That's because you have direct deposits. That's how that works. I know how that game played.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's what I mean. Before we, I don't know how much longer Audrey's going to hang on to you, but what I'm going to do is I do local television as well, and I get these guys that come down with Jeeps. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to probably do before the end of next month, and you don't necessarily have to come down unless you want to come visit San Diego. But I'm going to get some off-road vehicles, and we're going to come to KUSI, and this is going to be the topic.
Yep.
So if you're interested, both you guys coming down, spend the night, because it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. These guys can bring in buggies and off-road, because they don't have any problem doing that.
Nope.
And I will dedicate a segment. It's not long. It's like 3 to 4 minutes, but I'll dedicate it to you guys, and then I'll give you a copy of it, just like we're going to give you a copy of this show, and you can do whatever you want to do with it. You put it on a CD. You can put it on a thumb drive, pass it out when you're at your meetings and things, so people can be up on top of what's going on. So if that sounds like you're doing something, I'm here for you.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome. We appreciate that. Yeah, Dave, sign us up.
Okay.
And thank you for doing your part. You hit the nail on the head when you were talking about, people getting involved. Sometimes we really are our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people don't really realize there was a problem until it's too late.
Right.
And we have a really good opportunity here to try to raise awareness and get people involved now, because this really is the crown jewel of the state. OHV program, and what happens here is going to affect everybody, and now's the time to get people involved.
And it may not affect you so much, but the kids down the road, the grandkids, the all these, because once these young kids down 10, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, all they'll hear about is, geez, we used to be able to drive on the beach, instead of, hey, let's go out for the weekend and drive on the beach.
Absolutely.
Wow, I'm telling you. The only thing I hate about this show is it gets me all fired up. By the time I'm done, I have to go take a nap. And it's Audrey's fault. She's the one that started this.
You still got another 4 hours left.
Yeah, I still got another 4 hours. Thank you very much for reminding me, Brandon. And then I do a gun show. Try that on for size. So the last 2 hours, I'll be a mess by the time I get out of here.
It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games. All right, so we'll definitely see if we can get as many people. By the way, we're also Facebook Live. If you haven't noticed, Audrey hasn't stopped smiling ever since the camera went on. So we're trying everything we can at our end to get as many people involved. And like I said, volunteers, I'm sure you need as many volunteers as you can possibly handle, whether it be going to, you know, city hall, council meetings, whatever it takes. They need to partner up, and we need to be an army. So we need to put an army together.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really quickly, Jim, getting comments out. Comments are due tomorrow for Oceano Dunes, for what it is that you guys submitted your 7,000 pages for. I don't know if you have a brief, anything out there that you might be able to have posted before this evening that somebody can copy and paste off of Facebook or something like that, that we can have generalized, that we can get more comments submitted this evening before tomorrow. So, you know, anything that we can do to encourage.
Right. For sure.
Jim, can people say, go on and comment and say, my feelings are in lockstep with Friends of Oceano Dunes. Everything that they say, we agree with. Is that possible?
They can definitely do that.
Yeah, so that's simple.
Bulleted points on the Facebook, but they can also just state that as well.
Okay. So you want those people to send comments to your Facebook page or an email?
No, they should, in response to the Habitat Conservation Plan. So we can go on Facebook, put a post there for how people do it, and provide them the information on where to send it.
Right. Okay. So the agency that they want to look up, just in case they don't go to your Facebook, would be the...
It's the Federal Fish and Wildlife. That's where the comments are going. That's the agency that's working on this right now.
They receive the comments, but they're going through Ronnie Glick of State Parks. He's their wildlife resource specialist. So
comments go to Ronnie Glick?
Comments are going to Ronnie Glick.
R-O-N-N-I-E?
Yes.
G-L-I-C-K?
Correct.
Fantastic. But you got to go to the Federal Fish and Wildlife website and then look for Ronnie?
No.
State Parks.
Or State Parks.
Yeah, Ronnie State Parks. He's gathering the comments for the HCP, and they get submitted through Fish and Wildlife.
I bet you if all you do is you Google Ronnie Glick, all that information will come up. What do you want to bet?
$1.
We'll put it on Facebook to be safe.
All right, very good. All right, are they coming back, or are we done with them?
Do you guys have anything else that we would like to discuss? Anything with the OHV Commission or anything along those lines?
Happy to provide comment.
Okay, well, then I tell you what. We're going to take a break. And we'll come back and we'll make this the Oceanic Dunes Show. And we're happy to help. So stay right there. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. And this segment is brought to you by John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, Master Tech warranty, clear across the United States. If you're going to go anywhere, go to a Napa Auto Care and AAA approved store. All right. We got Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven in from San Diego Off-Road Coalition. And did I say FM 96, AM 1170?
The Answer.
You're the one that didn't say. I don't know what we're talking about. So, hey, we've been talking about the Oceanic Dunes and the plight that they're dealing with up there. And it's the gorilla against the mouse.
Yes.
Oceanic being the mouse. But you know how when you get a whole lot of mice together, they always conquer. So
we have with us the Friends of Oceana Dunes board members. We have Jim Sudi and Jared McLoy joining us in.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Great to be on.
Hey, dude.
Okay. So what do you got? What do you got? What else did you want to chat about?
So the Oceana Dunes is a unique location because it's on the coast, and therefore it falls under the California Coastal Commission, which is a pretty strong body in the state, and they are opposed to our former recreation. They've become very clear in stating that. We, every year, have to go before them, and State Parks has to beg for permission to continue. So we're on the agenda for next month, and we're going to be asking people to they're going to be doing a Zoom meeting, and we're going to need people to get on there and echo their support. So that's something they can do. It's free. Just log on, show their support, so we can make sure that we are making sure all the voices are heard for the Oceana Dunes.
Yeah, and this is such a big thing because a lot of people don't realize why the California Coastal Commission has such a big voice with Oceana Dunes, because it's a state vehicular park. Unfortunately, Oceana Dunes has a permit from the California Coastal Commission to operate. So state parks has permission to operate from the California Coastal Commission.
And if you folks decide to go on Zoom, if you're going to make any comments, make them intelligent comments.
Yeah.
We don't want any yelling, hollering, and screaming. We don't want anybody, you know, shedding a negative light on such an important program. You know, if you have something intelligent to say, get on the Zoom program and speak. Wouldn't you say that's a good piece of advice, Jim?
Oh, that's excellent piece of advice. And we will provide some recommended comments or topics on our Facebook page for people to know what to say, when to say it, and how to get access to the Zoom call. So good advice.
And it doesn't hurt to go after your local legislation. I mean, just because
legislators,
just because they're not up in Pismo Beach up in Oceanic, doesn't make any difference. Enough politicians get pushed and shoved and talked about it, it's going to float to Sacramento.
One thing that I learned from actual friends of Oceana Dunes that I was not aware of before January of this year was that Oceana Dunes was actually a gift from the legislators for us to go and recreate on, so that off-roaders, off-highway vehicles had a place to go play.
It was safely.
Safely, yeah. So I was not aware of that. I thought that, you know, all state parks came, or all SVRAs came from the state parks. I didn't realize that was actually created. It was the first one that was created for us.
So they're trying to take our gift away?
Yeah, so that's a...
What a terrible Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Gosh. Well, those people. Well, that's back when government was part of us. It's not... Now it's separate. But that's just my point.
Things are far more complicated. No, absolutely. And then touching back on the meeting thing, I mean, the number one thing that I hear from people is, well, we don't know how to get involved, and, you know, oh, man, we can't take time off work to travel. And I know Audrey and Ed do this. Jim's been doing this for near 20 years for Oceano. But, you know, one thing that has come of the unfortunate circumstances with the COVID restrictions is that all of the Coastal Commission meetings, the Air Pollution Control District meetings, and just about everything out there has moved to these Zoom calls. So I know Jim and I and Oceana, Friends of Oceana Dunes have done a full handful just in the last week and a half. So, I mean, the opportunity now is there. You can do it from the cab of your truck. And if you've got something to say to these people, do it intelligently, do it to the facts. And if you want to know more information about it or what you should be addressing, please, you know, go to our social media pages, because it's all on there and it's very clear. And if you can't find what you're looking for, you know, go to our website and shoot us an email if you want information or know how to get involved. Get in touch with us, please.
And if you've got, folks, if you've got any kids out there that are pretty articulate and can speak well, nothing will shake up a politician more than have a 9 or a 10 or a 12-year-old boy or girl plead to keep the dunes open. Yeah. I mean, I find kids got great power, more power than adults, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and one thing that I've heard even from, you know, my own people is, oh, well, yeah, you made comments, so I don't need to make comments,
because
I know you made the comments, so it's fine. And in all actuality, no, that's not okay. They need multiple people. We need to show our numbers.
Right.
We need to show how many people actually are out there utilizing the area.
Right.
You know, and
because
so,
you're going to lose it.
Yeah. So that mentality doesn't work. You have to make the comments. You have to take the 5 minutes out of your day to log onto this website and submit your comments. It really does not take very long. I've done it.
Yeah.
5 minutes, people.
Yeah. No, I mean, because I think it falls back in the same comment that was made earlier. If they get this, they'll get more.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I don't understand why. I still don't understand it. I'm just totally in the dark. Oh, maybe it's that thing called money. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
But that's another story. So now do you guys, are you getting any help from the local media up in your neck of the woods?
So I don't live locally near the Oceano Dunes, but the local media there, for the most part, is biased against the park. They're trying to combat that. We get very positive press from the Central Valley and from the Southern California areas, such as yourself. But the local media, except for Cal Coast News, has really not been very supportive. Coast News up there, they're a small outlet, but they've been fairly supportive.
Right. Yeah, that's just, it's tough. Well, we're definitely going to want to have you back in the future. We're going to have to let you go now, but I can't thank you guys enough. Give out your website one more time.
Sure, it's oceanodunes.org.
Okay, oceanodunes.org.
Yep, like them and follow them on Facebook. And
and what date's a Zoom meeting, or do you know yet?
I don't have to look it up. I don't have it right at
the Okay. Well, people can find it on the website. So just go to the website. I'm sure it's in 40-foot letters.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road because you will be back on. And Audrey, Ed, and I will be doing some TV for you in the next couple of weeks to help the cause.
Definitely.
Great. Guys, appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Boy, I tell you. Just
it's tough.
I know. I don't know how you do it. I know how Audrey does it. She's all fired up. So what else you got?
Okay, there's a riding area called Lark Canyon. It's in McCain Valley. It's east of San Diego, I don't know, 60 miles or so.
Okay.
It's managed by the Bureau of Land Management from El Centro. And they are talking about changing the riding area, the staging area, and the camping.
Okay.
And they're not doing anything. This isn't against us. They're trying to make improvements to the camping area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So like let our guard down a little bit. They're not.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, because, okay, what negative do you got now?
This BLM is actually nothing but positive.
So there's the Lark Canyon campground and then the Cottonwood campground. They want to make improvements to the to the camping area. And so they start what's called the NEPA process, National Environmental Policy Act. And in that, there's a few stops. And the first stop is at scoping.
Mm-hmm.
So scoping says they want to do something, and they ask the public what they think. So that's where we're at now. And the scoping comment period ends June 5th.
Okay.
So you can say, oh, I love it exactly how it is. Or, no, I would love to have more camping so I can get a big rig in there. Because in the motorcycle area, there's only like 10 or 12 places. And you can't get a really big rig in there.
Right.
Like you sort of go in and then you have to back out or turn around in a small space.
Gotcha.
So there.
How do you go? Where do you go to voice your comments?
You know, go to SDRC's Facebook page and website, and I'll have it up there.
SDORC.
We already have the link on there.
ORG.
Yeah, we already have the link. Yeah, directly to it. It's the El Centro Bureau of Land Management office. It's one of our really good representatives, Alexia, who's in charge of it. And so. Any comments for it, please be friendly. She's definitely an off-roader. She's in our favor.
Perfect.
I'm actually really happy with the improvements that they're suggesting. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's a place that I've ridden my entire life. For us to get some stage structures and a picnic table out there is fantastic.
All right, folks. We got to fight the fight. Do not be complicit. Make sure your voice is heard.
Yep.
This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.